In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading the prayers of Lord Gajendra to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, Gajendra is offering his prayers by stating how the Supreme Personality of Godhead can only be understood by pure devotional service. In this verse, we can see Gajendra is using to address the Supreme Lord, whom he didn't know who it was. He didn't know it was Narayana. He didn't know it was Vishnu, Krishna. Kaivalyanatha. Kaivalyanathaya. Nirvana Sukha Samvide. The happiness of Nirvana. The one who gives the happiness of Nirvana. There is a personal aspect here. Sri Sri Radha Rasvihari Ji ki. Sita Ram Bhakshma Hanuman ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Sri Gaurnitai ki. When you say one who is best over, that means a person. Kaivalya Natha, the master of Kaivalya, that's a person. He could come up to the level that there is some person, but who that person was, he was not really aware. Because he was not engaged in pure devotional service in the previous life. As we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, Gajendra was a king in the previous life, Indradhyumna Maharaj of Pandya kingdom in South India, Dravida. He retired from his family life and then he went to Malaya hills, Western Ghats in Kerala. Kerala, Tamil Nadu border, you can say. Malaya hills. Generally people go to Himalaya, but he was a South Indian, so he didn't want to go to North India. He said Malaya king. So in Malaya hills, he put his hermitage and he was practicing meditation. He was a jnani, learned, and he was practicing meditation. And when he was practicing meditation, when one practices meditation, he is so absorbed in inner thoughts that you don't know what is happening outside. So when he was engaged in meditation, Agastya Muni happened to come there. He came there, he saw there is a hermitage, so he thought that he will go. He must have been walking for quite some time. So Agastya Muni came to the hermitage of Indradhyumna Maharaj and he was meditating and he didn't get any response. So he felt insulted. Exactly like Parikshit Maharaj went to the hermitage of Samika Rishi. He was also meditating. Somebody meditates and somebody feels something else. World is like that. You keep doing your activity, somebody makes his own opinion about what you are doing. Material world, kya kare? But at least Parikshit was a Kshatriya. He is allowed to be agitated very fast. Here is Agastya Muni. He is supposed to be balanced of mind. He should have balanced his mind. He could have understood. Because he himself is a Rishi, he himself could have been practicing Dhyana. He should have understood that this person is practicing Dhyana. Which he did not, by the arrangement of the Lord. Exactly like Parikshit Maharaj, by seeing Samika Rishi in meditation, he thought that he is not getting proper hospitality. Not even getting a seat to sit and little water. He was so thirsty, he didn't get anything. So he put a dead snake on the neck of Samika Rishi. Whereas in the case of Agastya Muni, he didn't put a dead snake on him. But immediately cursed him. He said, you are an unintelligent person. Dull head. Agastya, I came to your hermitage. You didn't even reciprocate by offering little nice words or anything, nothing. You are just like a stone. Because you are having dull head, less intelligent. You be born as a dull-headed animal. Born as an elephant. It is said that, Prabhupada writes, elephant is having a very huge body. Very huge body. And the intelligence is not proportional to the body size. Intelligence is not proportional. That means you should have a lot of intelligence, but it is a very dull intelligence, less intelligent. So, in this way, Indradyumna Maharaj became Gajendra in the next lifetime. Elephant. Because he was practicing dhyana, because he was a jnani, so that traces of jnana and dhyana is within this Gajendra. It is said that by the mercy of the Lord, because he was practicing some sadhana in the previous life, when he was put into trouble, immediately he could recollect his previous prayers. That is the mercy of the Lord. It is not generally possible. Generally it is not possible. But by the mercy of the Lord, Gajendra was bestowed with the intelligence to remember what he was practicing in the previous life as Indradyumna Swami, Indradyumna Maharaj. Because of that jnana and dhyana and renunciation, naishkarmya means activities which does not result in reaction to you. You do some activity, every action has a reaction. But naishkarmya is that you act actually, but you don't get the reaction. Naishkarmya. Generally, a person who is done with material activities, he gives up all the material possessions. Like in this case, a king giving up the kingdom and go to Himalaya or Malaya and perform tapasya is, you know, not wanting to be entangled in the, you know, the laws of karma, material reactions. So because he was not practicing pure devotional service in the past lifetime, he was addressing the Lord also in the impersonal aspect, not directly. He's not calling Govinda, Gopala, Keshava, please come. Draupadi was put in great difficulty. Draupadi was put in great difficulty. So, she tried her best to protect herself. When everything is exhausted, then you call the Supreme Lord. What should she call? Kaivalya Nathaya? What did she call Krishna? Yes? Govinda. Direct. Personal name of Krishna. Govinda, Gopala, Nara, these are all personal names. Kaivalya Natha is his position, not his personal name. He gives Kaivalya, but then it is not directly connected to Krishna's personal aspect. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada quotes, Krishna can only understood by pure devotional service. Srila Prabhupada quotes, Bhaktya mam api janati yavan yaschasmi tatvatah. Krishna, the tattva of Krishna, can be understood only by pure devotional service. Karma, jnana, dhyana, they are all stepping stones, but you cannot really understand Krishna as he is, tattva. Vadanti tat tattva vidastattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmaneti bhagavaniti sabjate. That tattva is one. Tattva is one. And that is understood as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. That can only be understood by pure devotees. Even those who are sadhakas, pursuing different aspects of karma, jnana, dhyana, they may understood partially, but Bhagavan feature that is one with other thing, they cannot understand. So here Gajendra, who was not on the pure devotional platform in the previous life, so he could not understand this Krishna, the Govinda, he is the Supreme Lord. He could have directly called Krishna Govinda. He didn't. He was calling with a different other indirect aspect of Krishna. So, here, Gajendra addresses him as Satvena. Sattva, mode of goodness. Generally, Prabhupada writes, the Brahmanas, they are in the mode of goodness. It is conducive for practicing spirituality. The mode of passion and ignorance, they are not so conducive. Mode of goodness at least. But still, mode of goodness is material. Because there is some chance of passion and ignorance to mix with this. Sattva. Whereas, if one is in pure goodness, that is Suddha Sattva, sometimes called Visuddha Sattva, pure goodness, there is no tinges, there is no mixing, it's pure. Whereas when something mixes, it is called Mishra Sattva. The person may be mostly in mode of goodness, Brahmana, sometimes he may get angry. Like for example, even Agastya Muni, Brahmana, he is a Muni, and obviously situated in the mode of goodness, but when he didn't get proper respect, he didn't get proper hospitality, immediately he cursed him. He came down to the mode of passion. It's a mixture of mode of goodness and passion. This is Mishra Sattva. Mishra Sattva, mixed goodness. Whereas, pure devotee of the Lord, a devotee of the Lord, he is situated in Visuddha Sattva, Suddha Sattva. Such devotee, even if he is put in great trouble, even if he is cursed, still he doesn't retaliate. That is Suddha Sattva. Chitraketu. At the audience of the Supreme Lord, he was cursed by Mother Parvati. Become a demon in the next lifetime. If he was in the Mishra Sattva, he could have said, what, I have to become demon, you have to become something. My dear mother, I accept you. This is the symptom of Suddha Sattva. A devotee of the Lord, there are so many examples. There is a devotee of the Lord, when he is put in trouble or he is cursed or he is troubled, he doesn't retaliate. That is the symptom of a person situated in pure goodness. As soon as retaliate, not pure goodness. So, this Visuddha Sattva is the plane on which Lord Krishna can be revealed. Even if one is situated on the mode of goodness, Krishna will not be revealed. Lord Shiva, speaking to Mother Parvati, Daksha conducted a yajna, Daksha yajna, in which he didn't invite Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva happened to be his son-in-law. But he thought he is an unfit son-in-law for him. He thought, according to his stature, he doesn't match with his stature. He is Prajapati. And he is, not having any opulence, and he is having not this kind of Mahamala. He was having, the skull mala and snakes and vibhuti, ashes. He felt he is not fit for his, stature. So he didn't invite him. But he didn't know that Lord Shiva is one of the Trimurtis. Whether he is son-in-law or not, he ought to invite because he is a Trimurti. He is a predominating demigod. He didn't invite. It was an insult. Lord Shiva did not respond. He didn't go and say that, hey, where is my invitation, no? Whereas, when Sati said that, what is there? Apna ghar mein jane ke liye kya invitation chahiye? This is my father's place, what is there? Let us go. He said, no. He is not situated in that platform. If he is situated in that platform, it is okay. He is not situated. So Lord Shiva says, Sattvam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. So in the Sattva, Visuddha Sattva, which is also known as Vasudeva Sattva. This Vasudeva Sattva gives Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sattvam, pure goodness. If one is situated, that can give to Vasudeva. But this fellow is not situated. So you cannot just walk in, and because he is going to insult, not only me, even he will insult you. Please listen. She didn't listen. So in this way, Sattvam Visuddham, Vasudeva Sabditam. Say that Vasudeva Sabditam. Suddha Sattva, Vasudeva Sattva. This Vasudeva Sattva, when one is situated, then one can have the audience of the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva. That is possible. Srila Jiva Goswami, in his Bhagavat Sandarbha, part of Shat Sandarbha, he says that the spiritual master who is situated in Suddha Sattva, Visuddha Sattva, a disciple addresses him Ashto Tara Sata, 108. We say Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paribrahacharya Ashto Tara Sata. Jiva Goswami says, when a spiritual master is situated on Visuddha Sattva, he is addressed as 108 Sri Srimad. Because Jiva Goswami had said, we put Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paribrahacharya Ashto Tara Sata Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. So Jiva Goswami says, a spiritual master is situated on the Visuddha Sattva, then he can give Vasudeva to you. His instructions can give Vasudeva to a person. So it's an essential characteristic of a pure devotee of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada explains elaborately about Naishkarmyam. So Naishkarmya is those activities which do not produce any effect to you. In this material world, there is cause and effect. You do one activity, you get a reaction. Action, reaction. Cause, effect. The whole lot of cycle of cause and effect going on. For every action, there is reaction. For that reaction, you do some action. Then another reaction. Action, reaction going on and on. But Naishkarmya is the situation where activities do not produce any result, either good or bad. It's not just bad reaction. Good reaction also. Not even good reaction. Neither good nor bad. That is Naishkarmya. So, generally, the jnanis, they give up their material activities and they think that they will not get any reaction. They will not get any reaction. Naishkarmya. Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Narada Muni's instruction to Vyasadev in Srimad Bhagavatam, Naishkarmyam api achyuta bhava varjitam. Naishkarmyam is cessation of material activities. That cessation of the material activities, if it does not give achyuta bhavam, the feeling of devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the activities are renounced. The person is not doing any material activity, but he doesn't have the loving relation with Krishna. And that Naishkarmyam will not be completed. It's not complete. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, sometimes some advanced sannyasis, they give up all their material activities. They give up. They become renounced. They say, we are sannyasi. Not supposed to be engaged in material activity. And they practice jnana, sometimes dhyana, and then they think they have already realized, and they think that they are already liberated. Jivan Mukta, liberated while living. They consider themselves to be liberated while living, Jivan Mukta. Then what they do? Prabhupada writes. They failed and returned to the material platform to act as materialistic persons. They come down to the material level and then they start doing social activities. opening hospitals, opening schools, colleges, anathalaya, this one, that one. And then they think that, I am not doing any activity, but then still they are doing activities. These are all material, like opening, anathalaya, annakshetra, all these things are karma stage. It is not naishkarma. It is not that for yourself you have to do, even for others you are doing, still it is karma. They come down to the material platform and perform in social activities. So unless the naishkarmiya is having the touch with the process of devotional service, Prabhupada writes, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Atma Nivedanam. As long as naishkarmiya is not connected to any one of these ninefold process of devotional service, still it is not complete. It can be completed only when it is engaged in service of Krishna and produces Achyuta Bhavam. If that Achyuta Bhavam is Bharjitam, devoid, if it is devoid of Achyuta Bhavam, then it is just material activity. The person may be thinking he is liberated, but he is actually engaged in activities which are entangling. Entangling activities. So that is why Gajendra here says that Sattvena Pratilabhyaya Naishkarmena Vipaschita. In this particular sloka, Prabhupada says that. So he is addressing, so there has to be some touch of devotional service, even for the jnanis and dhyanis. Otherwise they will not complete their process. Srila Prabhupada writes further in the purport. Gopala Tapani Upanishad. Prabhupada says this is a definition of naishkarmiya. What is this definition? Bhakti rasya bhajanam tat iha mutropadi nairasye naivamsu smin manasaha kalpanam yetad yevacha naishkarmiyam. Gopala Tapani Upanishad says that the acts, when they are fully engaged in Krishna conscious activities, without material desire to enjoy, either in this lifetime or in the next lifetime, sometimes you may do something for benefit in this lifetime, sometimes you may do something to be enjoyed in the next lifetime also, either in this lifetime or in the next lifetime, when one is engaged like that, not even desiring for any benefit from that, that is, according to Gopala Tapani Upanishad, is naishkarmyam. So it is in line with what Srila Rupa Goswami talks about anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma dhanavratam anukulena krishnana silanam bhaktir uttamam. So the bhaktir uttamam can only be actual naishkarmya. Unless one is situated on the pure devotional service without any desire, still he will be engaged in some kind of mixed activities of goodness. So here, Srila Prabhupada states, even one is not having any desire for enjoyment in the heavenly planet, higher planetary system, if one actually has the taste of Krishna consciousness, higher taste of Krishna consciousness, this desire for happiness either in this material world or in the heavenly planet doesn't arise. Doesn't arise. Even if it is offered, it is rejected by the devotee. There is one nice verse from 4000 verses of Sri Sampradaya, Nalayara Tivya Prabandham, 4000 verses. One verse by Thondar Adi Podi Alvar, one of the Alvars, 12 Alvars. Thondar Adi Podi means the Alvar who takes the dust, who stays at the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. His name itself is like that. At the lotus feet, dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. He says, similar to what is being expressed here, that is how it is connected. Pachaima malaipol meni pavalavai kamalachengan
அச்சுதாமரரேரே ஆயர்தம் கொழுந்தே என்னும் இச்சுவை பெறினும் நாம் நாம் இந்திர லோகமாலும் அச்சுவை பெறினும் வேண்டே அரங்கமாநகருள்ளானே.
மை டியர் லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீரங்கம் ரங்கநாத், யூ ஆர் லைங் டவுன் லைக் எ கிரீன் ஹில், பச்சை மாமலை, இன்னும் கிரீன் ஹில், லார்ட் இஸ் வெரி பிக் கிரீன் ஹில், அண்ட் யுவர் லோட்டஸ் lips, lotus mouth is like coral lip, reddish lips, pavala. Kamala chenga means the eyes are lotus like eyes, like kamala, lotus eyes. And I take great pleasure in calling you Achyuta Amara, darling of the residents of Braj. Darling of the residents of Braj, when I call you like this, I get so much happiness, nectar, as if I'm tasting the nectar. If I have to live this happiness, and if I have to get the happiness of going to heavenly planet Indraloka, if you tell me please go to Indraloka and be happy, and I have to, for that I have to give away calling you Achyuta Amara, darling of the residents of Braj, if I have to leave that, no, not going to be possible. I can give away the happiness in the heavenly planet, but I cannot give chanting your names, the nectarian names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. If one chants this and gets happiness, he will not be able to think. But you may say that, wait a minute, I am not getting that kind of happiness. I am chanting because somebody told me to chant. I am chanting 16 round because I accepted to chant. Otherwise, looks like thoda muskil to pad raha. No problem. It's a time is the factor. Same mantra only. There is not going to be something else. This will lead the more and more when one desires to get happiness from the mantra, not desires from other things. So the pure devotees... are in the same line. Prabodhananda Saraswati, Lord Chaitanya's associate, he was telling, Tridhaspur Akasha Pushpayate, heaven is like Akasha Pushpa. Akasha Pushpa means the flower, means there should be some root and some plant, you know. There is no root, nothing, only flower in the Akasha, you know, is illusory. Because heavenly planet is Akasha, he said that it is as good as Akasha Pushpa. This is not anything to give. Akasha Pushpa cannot give happiness to you. It's just appearing to be like flower. It's not flower. Not flower. Heaven is considered like that. So, a person, when he is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, all the other happinesses becomes insignificant. Insignificant. How much insignificant it is? In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami says, the happiness of Brahman realization, Brahmananda, Ananda from Brahman, Brahmananda, the spirit soul which has impersonal understanding of the Supreme Lord, goes and merges into Brahman, Brahma Jyoti, he gets, suppose, some happiness, Ananda, Brahmananda. You multiply that by 100 trillion only. 100 trillion into happiness of Brahmananda. Brahmananda, by the way, is much more higher than the Sorgananda. What Ananda you can get in Sorgaloka. All other higher planetary systems. Brahmananda, beyond material, no? Universe, spiritual sky. So Brahmananda multiplied by 100 trillion. 100 trillion is less than 1 atomic fragment of love of Godhead, devotion. Devotion, the pure happiness from the devotion, you take 1 atomic fragment, atomic, anu, and it is as good as Brahman Vibhu, like that. 100 trillion is a very big figure, you know. So still that 100 trillion times Brahmananda is less than one atomic fragment of love of God, ocean. If you imagine a ocean with all these atomic fragments of love of God, that ocean is Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. In that ocean, a devotee can jump. He can swim if he wants for some time, he can swim on the surface. But he can also go down deep. Pure devotees of the Lord are like sharks. Sharks don't come up, they have bottom. Deep. So one can go deep and deep and deep in the love of God, devotional service. That is what it is. You can imagine, where is Ananda? Even Brahmananda, forget about the material Anandas. And where is the happiness of the love of God? It is just unimaginable. Unimaginable. So, that is what the devotional service is supposed to give us. If somebody knows that he is going to jump into the ocean of something, how can he desire for one drop of some material water somewhere in the lake or a well? Ek bund pani. What is the value of that? You got an ocean of, you know, devotion where you can jump and swim and do whatever you want to do. So, that is what devotional service is to reward the person is. So, Gajendra is telling, this is what you are the rewarder. What is that reward? Kaivalya Natha. As I already mentioned, as Indradyumna Maharaj in the previous life, he was desiring for Kaivalya. That's why he is talking about Kaivalya Natha. Yeah. So the Kaivalya word comes from root Kevala. Kevala is something pure without any mixture, without any tinge, pure. It is changeless, it exists exclusively, and it alone is the reality. Generally, this word Kaivalya is used by impersonalist. Shankaracharya, Shankara's philosophy is known as Advaita. But more technically speaking, it is called Kevala Advaita. Kevala Advaita. Against Vishishta Advaita Ramanujacharya. Dvaita of Madhvacharya. So it is known as Kevala Advaita. Means pure monism. Pure. So mostly this Kaivalya is associated with the impersonal liberation. Even though it is not necessarily to be, because it is not the impersonalist trademark. Kaivalyam is their trademark. No, it's not their trademark. It is just a Sanskrit word to indicate that, you know, no pure existence of certain things. Because it is associated with impersonalist, when devotees have to address that, they are not very happy with that. They are very uncomfortable. Prabodhananda Saraswati again says that Kaivalyam Narakayate. He says Kaivalya, impersonal liberation. Mostly Kaivalyam is referred to impersonal liberation. He says that it is as good as Naraka, worse than Naraka. Naraka means hellish. In the hellish planet, you are not going to talk about Sukham. It's Dukkham. It's worse. So, why? Because even though a person may be in the Brahman effulgence, but still, even though there can be something like so-called happiness, but in a long run he is not happy because he has no association. Without association, what he can do? Devotee association is required. Alone if you do, what he'll do? He'll get into distress. Then stress management, then you'll be so stressed. You have to undergo a stress management session, actually. They come down to undergo that session, actually. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati, like he says, Narakayate, in the same way, you can, we have less time, still, we'll mention. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he was reciting the verse, Tattenu kampam susamiksha mano. So that sloka says, you know, Mukti Pade. So he changed that Mukti Pade to Bhakti Pade. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, hey, wait a minute. Bhagavatam Sloka, why are you changing? Scriptures are perfect. It depends upon how you understand it. You have to change your way of understanding, not you change the original Sloka. Bhakti Pade, why you are saying? Sloka is Lord Brahma praying to Lord Krishna, his prayers. He says Mukti Pade. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, whenever I hear the word Mukti, I get disgusted. I am not comfortable using that. I am feeling okay with Bhakti. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, here Mukti Pade means the lotus feet of Mukunda who gives Mukti. He is the shelter of giving Mukti. You have to know how to understand the sloka. You don't have to change it, but you understand like that. He said, no. Still, by the way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Vedantist who wanted to teach Lord Chaitanya about Vedanta. And he was the pursuer of Mukti. But the person who was desiring for Mukti, he got disgusted with the Mukti because of the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Disgust. The same way, devotees, Kaivalyam Narakayata, here Kaivalyam Nata, Kaivalyam Narakayata, he is hellish. He is not Nata of that hellish, but then, what is that pure thing, Kaivalyam, the pure devotional service one can be led to also. Here, by putting Nata, he is not proposing an impersonal aspect of Kaivalya. He is telling the one who gives Kaivalya, even the impersonal liberation, giver of impersonal liberation, that is the Supreme. Somebody means as a personal aspect. So it cannot be impersonal understanding. So Kaivalya not necessarily means it has to be impersonal. It depends upon how we understand it. Gajendra goes further to state, Nirvana Sukha Samvide. Nirvana, this is another word. Generally identified with Buddhism. Buddha. We discussed about Nirvana. Nirvana means actually free from material entanglements. Material activities, material entanglement. If somebody is free from it, he is like liberated. Liberated. In the material world, because so many activities we are doing, so many cause, effect goes on in a cycle. And Buddha, Siddhartha, he saw that there are so much suffering. He saw that old age, disease, death, suffering is there. Then he came to a conclusion, this world is full of suffering. If there is suffering, there should be some cause. So he said that, what is the cause of this suffering? Because we want to enjoy. Our senses want sense enjoyment. We have desire. And we have, the originally we have got the ignorance. Because of the ignorance, we think that from this happiness will come. So we are trying to enjoy, and it goes in a cycle of cause, effect, our enjoyment produces some suffering. We suffer and do some other activity, we again do some other activity and suffer further. Goes on and on and on. If we have to stop this cycle of suffering, then he said that first you should stop the cause. If you stop the cause, effect will not be there. Buddha. Cessation of suffering, according to him, is Nirvana. Cessation. How to stop the suffering? Don't desire to enjoy. Go to monastery and sit. Don't do any activity. You do some meditation, chant something, whatever. But don't get entangled with the material world. That is why Buddhist monastery, you won't find it in the city. It will be in some Himalaya and some hill and somewhere secluded place. Monasteries. So, this Nirvana is also connected to what is also known as Sunyavad. Buddhism is known as Sunyavad. Sunya means empty, zero. Sunya. Sunya is zero in Indian, philosophy. Sunya, zero, nothing, nothingness, emptiness, void, voidism. So you got so much entanglement, remove all the entanglement, then you are free from it. So you become nothing, no entanglement. You become nothing out of that action. Nirvana. So, Buddhist philosophy is not Vedic, doesn't accept the scriptures. Instead of worshipping the hero, you make yourself zero. So what we can do about it? So, so their aim in Buddhism is to become one with that nothingness. So you just, it's actually a lower level of thinking to be, impersonal liberation. They don't call it liberation. At least in impersonal liberation, person accepts that you are a soul. The soul is accepted by Mayavadis. Whereas Buddhists, they don't accept soul. They accept you are nothing. So Buddha came and made you nothing, and Shankara came and made you something. That is, Aham Brahmasmi, you are Brahman. When he made something very big. Let bring him down actually. He made you something which you are not. You are not Brahman. You are the qualities of Brahman. You are not Brahman. So in this way, Nirvana, Sukha, Samvide. Here, Gajendra is addressing, even if there is some kind of Sukha, see, cessation of suffering is also something like good feeling. Cessation of suffering is something, some good feeling. It is exactly like if you are walking outside in the hot sun, summer, even fan is somewhere going, still you are feeling hot, feeling very, very hot, right? You are walking in the sun, very hot sun. So you are terribly, in kind of suffering. So when you just come inside the building or under a tree, let us say under a tree, it may not be even a nice breeze. It may not be a nice breeze. Just you come under a shade, immediately you'll find some kind of relief. Cessation of suffering is also a kind of relief. You'll feel, itna garam nahi aadi. You don't know that if you enter into AC room, how nice it will be. That's a different thing. Cessation of suffering is a kind of tiny little bit happiness. But what will happen if you really have the ananda ambudi vardhanam, ananda, real ananda, that is completely transcendental. So Gajendra is telling here, even if that little sukha of nirvana, like cessation of suffering when it is little, is there, that is also bestowed by somebody else. And that somebody, who is that somebody? Please come and save me. He didn't know it was Lord Vishnu. He didn't address Lord Vishnu. He didn't address Narayana. He didn't address. Ajamil at least said, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Then Vishnu Dudas came. He is telling here, the bestower of pleasure of Nirvana, the bestower of Nirvana, bestower of, Kaivalya, who is situated in Sattva. He was addressing that person, please come and help. All are watching. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they said, this doesn't apply to us. So they were not doing it. He only addressed openly, but it applies to Lord Vishnu. That is why Lord Vishnu came, mounted on the Garuda to save Gajendra. We'll stop here. Any questions or comments?